across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Happy New Year to our fabulous listeners. In less than 7 hours, 2014 will become a memory. It wasn't all bad. Republicans took over the Senate. Now let's see what they do with it. Howdy, folks. I'm Lair Adams, and this is this year's last American Adversaries Drive Time on AM 660. The answer. And don't look now. There's another police car waiting to spot its prey. Friends, this is not the night to drink and drive. And you do not want to spend your first day of 2015 in the drunk tank. Many will. Our host knows sobriety will get you home in one piece every time. Christopher Hart!
All right. Thanks so much, Lair Adams. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. That's right, our year-end American Adversaries Drive Time Edition. And once again, we are coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't forget, for the best in mercury free dental care, call my personal dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. We are on AM 660, The Answer, coming to you via that big old brand new loud transmitter. Hope we're coming to you loud and clear tonight, and hope we put you in a celebratory mood, if you will, as we do exit 2014 into 2015. And we'll be off tomorrow, but on Friday will be the first of the 2015 series of American Adversaries Drive Time shows. So I certainly hope you'll tune in for that. That was Lair Adams. I am Christopher Hart, and we got our executive producer, Nostra Dennis, in the studio tonight.
Happy New Year's Eve!
Along with our WTF newsman and audio man, Johnny Guns.
Hey, everybody.
And in the last segment of the show tonight, appropriately slow, I think, we're going to play Johnny's audio year-end review for 2014.
Oh, again? Yeah,
just so you know.
This is really good stuff.
There's a shortened version going around town on Orlando Radio, and it's okay, but this is the deluxe version.
Oh, yeah.
Includes everything good.
You can't imagine anything else getting in there.
Yeah, and we know that it's going to be queued up and ready to go because we got Nick LeCicero on the bridge once again tonight. And he'll take your phone calls. 407-774-8255 is the number if you've got any thoughts about the year as we go out, any predictions about the year as we come in. We certainly want to hear all of that. You know, Mike McBath was here last night, and he left on the table some of his predictions. He didn't get to all of them, so I got them right here. Right on the way. Nostra Dennis has got
America's 20th craziest politicians, according to GQ magazine. And only three of them are Democrats.
Well, I want to know who those three are anyway. So we'll be talking about that. Nostra Dennis has got some other stories lined up, too. We may even find some time to talk about this local pistol-packing pastor. Did you see about that?
Mm-hmm. You know, he was defending himself.
That's right. He did it quite effectively, too. But you know, what a pastor, a pistol? Okay. All right. Anyway. But also, I'm going to go over some results of a recent Pew Research poll. Just came out 2 weeks ago, having to do with religious beliefs in America, in particular, Christian religious beliefs in America. And I think the results might just surprise you a little bit. I guarantee you one thing, though, you haven't heard it anywhere else. But I'll say this, you know, I've been listening to Michael Medved. I always do in the afternoons, but he's been doing his show live, too, all week long. Hats off to that man.
Yeah, there's a couple of hosts like that. Prager is like that, too.
Yeah.
He loves doing shows even on holidays themselves.
You know, the holiday shows, to me, are kind of, you know, it's unique in a way. It's even a little bit more fun because you can put a little bit more planning and a little bit more thought into it.
It's like the casual Friday of radio.
Yeah, it's kind of like decorating your house at Christmas time. It increases the pleasure, if you will. So let me, speaking of pleasure, let me just read another one or two of Mike McBath's predictions for 2015.
Oh,
why do you say that? How about this one? The Reverend Jesse Jackson. Well, we couldn't have predictions without him, right?
Oh, please.
He is going to win the Father of the Year Award for his fatherly guidance that led to one of his sons going to jail.
Prison.
Oh, okay. And let me see. There's another one here I wanted to read. Dianne Feinstein. Did he read this one last night?
No.
Okay. Dianne Feinstein will play Frankenstein, appropriately so, in the new movie.
Be a short, stubby one.
In the new movie, Sucking Blood Out of America. Maybe Sucking Life.
Does that have to do with her flat head?
Speaking of that, Eric Holder. Why did that thing? Anyway.
Good lead in.
Eric Holder is going to join the KKK.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to prove that he is not a racist.
Okay.
That's going to be like Steve Scalise joining the NAACP to prove that he's not a racist, right?
Right. But, you know, this whole thing, that whole Steve Scalise thing.
Excuse me.
Does anyone not think the timing for this is just very suspect? As soon as he gets appointed in the number three slot. Hey, guess what, guys? 14 years ago, you know what this guy did?
He said it. I swear he did. I swear I can't prove it.
But this is why I say politics is like professional wrestling. You know, who are some of the people going after him right now are not all liberals. Mm-hmm. They're not all in the media. You got some of the conservatives going after him, too. I mean, it's beautiful in a way because it just demonstrates how much of the theater of the absurd politics is.
So far, Speaker Boehner is still behind Scalise. So far.
Well, and you would presume that he would stay behind him because it's the Tea Party types, quote unquote, evidently, who are trying to oust him. I guess, what was it, on Breitbart today, or was it Drudge?
I think it was Breitbart. Michael Medved was talking about it.
Yeah, Michael Medved was talking about it, you know, where they're picking up the storyline and running with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're mad because he helped Boehner get this spending package through, what was the last, 2 weeks ago. So this is the intrigue that goes on in politics, and this is why, you know, we're in the right business, because it gives us plenty to talk about. But certainly Steve Scalise is, you may disagree with him politically, but there is no foundation to the allegations that he is a racist or anything like that.
There's never been anything proven in the last 12 years that he had a tiny little tinge of racism.
He spoke in front of this one group. He did not speak in any kind of racist tones or any subject that might in any way infringe. He spoke about taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's...
And he was speaking to the group. He wasn't listening to people speaking from the group.
Right, right. So, well, anyway, we'll follow it as it goes on. And see where it takes us. I was strolling through Walgreens a while ago and caught the headline of USA Today. And right there, the big main headline was something to the effect of Obama to take another shot at Gitmo. And well, who's been saying this now for, almost 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, he just released another five prisoners.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is in today's Orlando.
While we were sleeping last night.
You're exactly right. Let me read this, because this is what's coming. U.S. transfers five from Gitmo to Kazakhstan. Five men held for a dozen years without charge at the Navy base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been sent to the Central Asian nation of Kazakhstan for resettlement, the U.S. government announced Tuesday. The two men from Tunisia and three Yemenis all going to Kazakhstan, right, are among dozens of men held at Guantanamo who have been cleared for release but cannot, get this, be sent home. They cannot be sent home. You want to know why they can't be sent home?
They don't want them.
Their home countries don't
home countries
want them.
Don't want them back.
Yeah, it's not that they don't want to go home. Their home countries don't want anything to do with them.
Right.
You know, and the final little paragraph here, their release brings the prison population in Guantanamo to 127, according to a Pentagon statement.
So now the reasoning will be, well, we should really close Gitmo. There's no one left that's any good in there.
Well, this is the way it's going to happen. Five here, six there, two, ten.
And we know they're going back home.
And, well,
eventually, they're going to go back home.
Or many of them, if the trends hold true, half or more of them will go back to the fighting.
Yeah.
And so... this is just something, you know, we've been telling you about here on this show, folks, and that's why, you know, you listen to the American adversaries, because you're weeks ahead of USA Today. And as I said, that's my prediction for the new year, one of them anyway, is that Gitmo will be closed. Obama will not be denied this time. The only thing that can stop him is legislative action, and that ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. So... you know, Gitmo is going to be closed. The only question in my mind is, what is he going to do with Gitmo? And
give it to the Cubans.
That's what the answer pops up over and over again in my head.
Well, if we're going to reestablish domestic ties, international ties with Cuba, we could put the embassy there.
Huh? That's true. Yep, there you go.
The Waterboard Lounge. It could be right up front selling Cuban cigars and rum. It would be great.
Yeah, we could put the ambassador in one of those interrogation rooms. That would be appropriate, wouldn't it? All right, when we come back, I want to give you the results of a poll about the Christian heart of America. Please don't go away. Where's the Yahoo? All right. Welcome back to the show.
It's playing that party music.
I had hair when that song was out first.
No, you didn't.
Did.
No, you didn't.
Did you see Joe Ferrero over here doing break dancing?
Yeah. I've called it broken dancing.
He was tripping over the cord of the computer. That's all.
Dennis, that's right. How long was your hair at its total longest? Were you ever kind of hippie-ish? Did you ever let it grow down?
Have you ever seen the high school yearbook pictures of Joel Rifkin?
No.
Okay. Well, he and I went to high school together, believe it or not, and we had the same hair. A little long in the back, a little stringy, but you could tell from the front, this guy's going to be bald really soon.
Okay.
You had the mullet, didn't you?
No, didn't. I didn't have enough for a mullet.
I figured you started balding at six.
22.
Oh, okay.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries on AM 660. The answer is drive time. It's been a messy day out there. I guess maybe that's appropriate. It's been kind of a messy year out there, too. Mm-hmm. But 407-774-8255 is the number. Christopher Hart, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, Johnny Guns, and Joe Ferrero, the promotions director here at
and
Salem Communications, is in the studio with us.
And color guy for Apopka High School, Glendarter State Championship Ball.
One Woo-hoo! Half of the...
Did you just call him a colored guy?
He's a colored guy.
Oh, okay.
Color guy.
All right, Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge, and we want to wish all of you out there a very very happy New Year. Wonderful, happy, and prosperous New Year. Let's put it that way. All right, speaking of merry things, these are some pretty merry results, I thought, of the latest Pew Research poll having to do with religious beliefs in the United States. First of all, if I were to ask you what percentage of U.S. adults you thought that believed that Jesus was born of a virgin mother, what would you say?
I'd say under 30.
I was going to say 34%.
Johnny?
I'd say somewhere around 73%.
Joe Ferrero.
Now, wait a minute.
Why did you happen to just say that number?
Oh, maybe because I'm looking at the exact same article you are.
Man. Okay. So much for that. It is.
Johnny cheated in school, too, folks.
73% of U.S. adults believe that Jesus was born of a virgin.
Because many Christians do not believe that. Many people who call themselves Christians do not believe that Jesus was born of a virgin.
No, did you understand? 73% of Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, say that. They believe that.
Not of Christians.
Yeah. No, of
Americans.
No, this includes Christians
of
in this.
Right. Right. Sure. Right.
Yes. Sure. Correct. Yeah. Right. And that 81% that Jesus was laid in a manger, 75% that wise men were guided to his birthplace by a star and brought the gifts according to the Bible, 74% that an angel announced the birth of Jesus to shepherds, and 65% of Americans believe all four of these elements of the Christian story, while only 14% believe none of them. Republicans are more likely to espouse these beliefs than Democrats and independents. Mm-hmm. Each group endorses them by more than a two-thirds majority.
Including Democrats.
And independents.
Wow.
And liberals, I was surprised at this. Liberals, a 54% of them profess a belief in the virgin birth.
Yeah. They're just not that vocal about it. They're not as vocal about it as conservatives.
Hmm. All right. And are you worried that perhaps this only holds true of older Americans and not younger Americans?
You would think.
Well, the study, you know, betrays that myth. It says, what about the growth of secular thought in young Americans? By the way, folks, I'm reading from a Wall Street Journal article entitled The Christian Heart of American Exceptionalism by William Galston. What about the growth of secular thought in young Americans? As the Pew Report dryly notes, there is, quote unquote, there is little sign of a consistent generation gap on these questions. That's an understatement. 70% of adults age 18 to 29 believe that Jesus was born to a virgin. 69% that an angel announced his birth, 80% that he was laid in a manger, and 74% about the wise men. And Galston goes on to point out, this ain't good news for everybody. It's not good news for liberals in particular. By the way, I see we have a call. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Because liberals are pushing the limit in terms of trying to get Christianity out of the public place. But I'm skipping forward here, Johnny, where it says when it comes to what people think is there too much religion in the public sphere or not enough, it's pretty much even. With actually 46% of Americans are more worried about what they call the government interfering with the ability of people to freely practice their religion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the Obamacare stuff and the Hobby Lobby and all that, you can understand why.
Mm-hmm.
While 46% of Americans feel the reverse, each group offers strong arguments. So the Democrats need be wary about this. And by the way, when it comes to nativity scenes, 44% said that they should be allowed on government property, whether or not other religious groups are allowed to put theirs as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow other groups to put theirs as well, another 28%, which would be, what, Johnny, 72%?
Yeah, so far.
Would say, okay, let's do it. And only 20% say that no religious symbols should be allowed in the public arena.
Well, I think it shows one thing, that you have like a very vocal segment, but it's a smaller segment of America that's getting all the coverage and all the, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
It's a shrill micro minority of extreme liberals.
Yeah, and I think that the gay issue is in, you know, emblematic of that.
Sure.
You know, because there is a very small gay population in this country.
They say about 10%. Most people say about 3%. Some people say about 1%.
It's somewhere in there. But nonetheless, you know, we give them a lot of leeway, if you will, when it comes to politics.
Every TV show on every sitcom on TV today has at least one gay character.
Yeah. And it's a one thing to be accepting. And we should all be accepting and forgiving and be of the Christian mind and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to be forced to accept it as
the norm.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Looks like we've got Jerry on the line. Jerry, thank you for calling. We appreciate
California,
you.
Jerry.
Oh, you calling from California?
But he's not in California, right?
I'm in Nebraska, and I hope you'll forgive me for being personal. I just wanted to tell Lair Adams that he is about to be a grand uncle.
Wait. Now you're making it sound like it's tomorrow.
What's that? What are you trying to...
Your niece, Liz. And we found out that we're going to have a baby.
So, congratulations.
Sweetheart.
And uncle.
What a way to ring in the ear.
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Great.
Keep them coming, girl.
And what's even better, guys, she's married.
Amen.
That's great.
Any thoughts to names yet? You know, Lair's a pretty good one.
So is Chris.
Christopher's a good one.
I'm kicked out, but we can't tell you.
Okay.
See, I was thinking Chris, but...
Have you told Grandma?
No.
Okay.
She might know already.
I'll let you.
Since we said this on the air, she might know
already.
No,
she's not listening.
Okay. Well, that is wonderful news. That is wonderful New Year's
news. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, and God bless. God has blessed you. So enjoy the moment.
Absolutely. You guys have a great New Year.
Keep
rocking. Thanks, guys. You are the best. Love y'all.
Keep rocking.
Say hi to Braden. Folks, that's American Adversaries. I just got a big treat there.
Yeah. Great Uncle Lair.
Great Uncle. Yeah. Yeah, that's old timey, guys.
Yeah.
AM 660, The Answer.
Here is tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Today's Soundbite RX News Minute is brought to you by My Liberty Threads. American made, America proud. MyLibertyThreads.com.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart once again for SoundbiteRx.com with a little taste of the last end of the year medicine brand new today at SoundbiteRx.com. And they all, the staff over there, wishes everyone in our audience a very, very happy and prosperous new year. How about this one? A protester who was preaching peace has been arrested in Berkeley. For what? No, it has nothing to do with what he was saying. It had something to do with what he was doing. He was arrested for arson. You'll find that story brand new today at SoundbiteRx.com. Along with this one, Al Franken is taking on President Obama. What is this world coming to? Yeah, you'll love that story brand new today at SoundbiteRx.com. A story about cops' lives mattering and a great op-ed piece you'll find there brand new today. And this, in another candid moment, Chuck Todd has explained why journalists are so rarely go after politicians or snap at them, as he might say. It might have something to do with they want to keep coming back for more. Something like that, and which is what we hope you'll keep doing, folks. Coming back for more to SoundbiteRx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back. And we're back. We're the American Adversaries Drive Time Edition on AM 660, The Answer. Don't forget, we're live Sunday nights, 5 to 8, where we have our three-hour tour classic edition. All right, I am Christopher Hart in the studio with Lair Adams, Johnny Guns, Nostra Dennis, Joe Ferrero, and Nick LoCicero is on the bridge, and we all wish you a very, very happy and prosperous and healthy New Year. If you ain't got your health, you ain't got nothing. All right, if you don't got the American Adversaries, you don't have the best show in town. That's a fact. And you don't have the information that will keep you way ahead of everybody else. Speaking of that, I got another prediction or two here from Mike McBath.
He wrote them out like the Gettysburg Address there on longhand, on lined paper. This is great.
I love it.
For sure.
Okay, how about this? We're getting ready to talk about some politicians. Mitch McConnell will get a personality transplant.
Who's the donor?
I was going to say, if there's anybody who needs one, it is him. But who shall we take it from? Maybe give him a little dose of...
Richard Simmons?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. You've been consulting with Mike, haven't you?
Everybody here in the Senate, you're going to have to listen to me. We're going to have a good time.
Let's vote for this continuing resolution. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. All right, speaking of politicians, you got a list of the craziest politicians. This is according to who now?
It's according to Gentleman's Quarterly Magazine, and the fascinating thing is that Gentleman's Quarterly Magazine is still being published. I've never seen it on newsstands in a very long time.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's extremely left.
Just a little bit to the left.
Oh, yeah.
Of these 20 politicians, three of them are liberals, Democrats. One of them is Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who technically is not a politician. He's a sheriff. I know he is a conservative, but whatever. We'll go on. I will list the names, but I'll go into a couple of them.
Do they rank them like one is the craziest, 20's not, or something like that?
Note, these crazy politicians are not ranked in order of craziness. Crazy in equal amounts.
Okay.
I'm going to rip through these because if I spend time on all of them, that would just be crazy. Representative Ted Yoho, Republican Florida.
Yoho!
Who says he sees one side of our government, or two-thirds of it, running 100 miles an hour towards socialism, and that conservatives like he are like Fred and Barney in the Flintstone mobile trying to stop that. What's so crazy about that?
I was going to say, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good description.
The thing he said was crazy was he thinks that the tax on tanning booths, that was a big deal at the beginning of last year, is racist. Because if you're dark-skinned, you don't need to go to a tanning booth.
He's got a point.
Yeah, he does. Sheriff Joe, we know the things that he's done, forcing his inmates to wear pink underwear. It's awful.
Pink overalls.
And they pulled a quote out of something that he said that included the quote, talking about people who come over the border unchecked, quote, they're all dirty, including other things he said. So, yeah, it was maybe ill-worded, but that's what he's saying.
He's tough.
Dirty, you mean?
He says they come across the borders. There's no control, no health check, no anything.
Okay, yeah.
They check fruits and vegetables coming across borders. Why don't they check people?
Right. Okay. All right.
Well, to me,
it's not like
he
wasn't calling them dirty SOBs or something.
No, just that they are literally
filthy.
Dirty.
Yeah. Filthy type. Yeah.
Representative Joe Barton, Texas, claims carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. Well, yeah, carbon dioxide is not a pollutant.
Who's this, Santa?
Joe Barton, Republican representative from Texas.
We need to get him on the show.
Well, and tied up with John Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
he's on the list because he's talking.
Because he says carbon dioxide does not pollute.
Which is actually a fact.
Which is actually factually correct. Isn't that right, Johnny?
Not in some factually correct. Non-scientific right. circles.
Right. Representative Glenn Grothman, Republican Wisconsin, says Kwanzaa is a holiday that black people just don't care about. Just white left-wingers who try to shove this down black people's throats in an effort to divide Americans. He's right. Number five, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. He might just be crazy. In his defense, his father is Ron Paul. But he was talking about the Gulf's oil spill and said the Obama administration going after BP is part of this sort of blame game society.
I heard his mother was Ross Perot.
Wow. Wow. Number six, Representative Michael Grimm from New York. Do you remember him?
Be a fucking noise.
Threatening a reporter the floor in the atrium of a congressional building.
And he was reelected.
Threatening to throw him off this blank balcony.
Yes.
And in his defense, he got reelected by 13 points in November.
Crazy.
Representative Michael Burgess of Texas was talking about sonograms of babies and saying that they have movements that are purposeful. He then went into an area of prenatal sexuality, which I won't go into details about. I'll say that what he said there is crazy. You can look it up. It's at GQ.com.
Now, is he one of the liberals?
No, he's a Republican.
Have we gotten to any of the liberals yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Eight,
right.
State Rep. Gordon Klingenschmidt, Representative of Colorado. The fun fact about him is he calls himself Dr. Chaps, which is kind of a little creepy. But he has recently bragged about performing a gay exorcism to rid a woman of the foul spirit of homosexuality.
That might be a little odd there, okay?
Representative Jody Heiss from Georgia, another Republican, claims that the four blood moons, which each fell on major Jewish holidays this past year, could be a sign of world-changing, shaking-type events. Could be. Okay, first Democrat. And here's how crazy you have to be a Democrat and to be on this list. Hank Johnson, Democratic Congressman, Georgia. In a hearing about military personnel on Guam, he says, my fear is that this island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize. That doesn't happen.
I was going to ask you if he was on that list. Now, thank you for saying that.
That's kind of old, though, isn't it? Didn't he say that a while back, or is this somebody else saying it?
Yeah, I don't have the date on it.
Apparently,
that's labeled him as crazy, even by GQ. Senator Ted Cruz is on the list.
Oh, of course.
Get this. He leans so far right that even John McCain calls him a wacko bird. Even John McCain.
Yeah.
Fun fact, unlike President Obama, was not born in the United States, says GQ Magazine. Okay. Kelly Keisling, Tennessee. Fun fact is he's a man. He sent out an email to constituents from an official government account passing along a conspiracy theory that Obama officials planned a staged assassination attempt on the president's life so they could blame it on white supremacists.
Well,
could be.
Hasn't happened yet.
Don't know. Guy was running across the White House lawn. You just don't know.
You just don't know.
Number 13, another Republican, Mark Walter, North Carolina. He says he's worried Obama will refuse to leave office when his term is up. He says he thinks he's gotten pretty comfortable up there spending all of these billions of dollars on vacations for him and his family. And he's crazy for saying this. I would beg to differ that Islam is a religion of peace because you can't have a religion of peace when you've got nearly a billion people chopping off heads all over the country. End quote.
Wow.
Number 14.
That's quite a billion.
Well, Virginia Fox, representative from North Carolina, says she has very little tolerance for anyone with student loans and thinks the 16th Amendment to the Constitution is unconstitutional. In her defense, the Supreme Court has yet to rule whether the Constitution is constitutional or not. Finally, another
16th
Democrat.
16th Amendment, by the way, has to do with the income tax.
Okay. Number 15, not in any order, Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas.
Oh, another Democrat.
Was recently named the meanest member of the House by Washingtonian Magazine because she berates her staff, curses at them, throws her cell phone, and requires them to perform tasks such as bringing her garlic supplements at 2 a.m.
Are they suppositories by any chance?
I don't know.
What else does she make them do?
She also believes the Constitution is 400 years old and that Vietnam is still divided into North and South. Okay, so that'll get a Democrat on the
I was going to say, until you said those last two things, all she was doing was rehearsing to be a first lady.
There you go. Senator
A Democrat first lady.
Senator Johnny Ernst, new Republican senator from Iowa. You remember her?
Yes.
You're
going to make him squeal.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay. This is how crazy she is. Says Obama is apathetic, despite previously claiming he had become a dictator. Ernst carries a gun, a beautiful little Smith & Wesson 9mm, with her virtually everywhere, just in case she needs to defend herself. This makes her crazy.
Hey, the preacher carries one. Why shouldn't the politician, right?
Okay, we've got a few more. Okay, Louis Gohmert, Republican, Texas, ordered a man with HIV to get written consent from any future sexual partners while he was a judge. Claims that if the oil pipeline in Alaska were shut down, it would diminish the caribou population because when they want to go on a date, they invite each other to the pipeline. You know what?
It's true.
Yeah, it is. They flock to the warmth of the pipeline.
Basically, the pipeline radiates heat, and it has increased the herds because it makes the old and the young easier for them to survive, the winners.
Yep.
By the way, what was that first part about Gohmert?
Gohmert, as a judge, he ordered a man with HIV.
Right.
To get written consent from any future sexual partners. And now colleges are telling their students.
I was wondering where they got the idea.
That's exactly from there.
And he's crazy, but the colleges are crazy for it.
Exactly. Yeah. No, not the colleges. The state legislators in California passed that law. Written consent.
Yep. Couple more. Steve King, Republican from Iowa.
Takes all the fun out of being a college co-ed.
Representative Steve King voted against federal penalties for attending animal fights. His theory is it's legal to watch humans fight, so it would be wrong to forbid them to watch animals fight. Suggests the U.S. electrify the border fence because we do that with livestock all the time. Okay. Number 19.
Hey.
Maine governor, and he's a Republican.
Yeah.
Paul LePage refused to attend Martin Luther King Day activities, saying the NAACP, NAACP is a special interest.
Uh-huh.
Then added, tell them to kiss my blank. And lastly, the number 20.
I think we just found our candidate for 2016.
Number 20, Vice President Joe Biden.
Oh,
no way.
Just how crazy is he? Well, he's crazy enough to run again for president. Just a thought.
Good job, Dennis.
What GQ says is crazy. A lot of things that are factually correct.
Yeah. Now, you know what's really crazy? People actually buy that piece of garbage.
They do.
Yeah. Not many. We know not many do. But, there are actually some that...
All right, so that was the 20 craziest politicians according to GQ.
Can I get permission to throw this away now?
You can. You can. Oh, they should have added John Kerry in there.
He's got his own crazy stuff.
Yeah, we'll get to that after the break. We got another break to go. We got a few more stories to go, and then we're going to play the year-end review, audio review, as produced by Johnny Guns. And for the final time of 2014, I certainly hope you folks are going to come join us at Cafe Positano tonight. We'll be showing up. Our reservation is around 9 o'clock. If you haven't made a reservation, forget it. They are booked solid. And that doesn't mean you can't be a walk-in because there's going to be...
And they have takeout.
Yeah, and...
Or just stand in the parking lot and wait till midnight.
Yeah,
the fireworks are going off.
Live fireworks show at midnight. Band, the four-piece band is going to be there. No cover charge. So come on over and join us, but don't expect to be able to get a table, but you will be able to stand around and still have a whole lot of fun. And speaking of a whole lot of fun, we got a lot more to go when we come back after this short break.
Yes, it is a short break. And we will be back shortly. The American Adversaries, we're going to do it last time for the year tonight.
Celebratory hats on out there, folks. New Year's Eve. All right, welcome back to the show. You are listening to the American Adversaries final edition of New Year of 2014, that is. I've got one last prediction of Mike McBath's here.
Oh, no.
Yes, Jimmy Carter is going to make an announcement that he's been hooked on drugs for the last 30 years, which explains, of course, where he's coming from all the time.
And I want to build a house for, I'm sorry.
And it also explains why he smiles so much.
Yes, I grew up myself. I did. I grew up myself.
Thank you, Mike McBath. Excellent
My brother showed me how to grow it.
I can't wait to see you, old Billy. I can't wait to see which ones come true. Wow. All right, in a few minutes, we're going to be playing once again for you Johnny Gunn's 2014 audio year in review, but there's a breaking story we were just talking about here. Evidently, it's breaking over. And where is this, Austria?
Yeah, Joe, step to the mic. You heard the story.
Fill us in. Well, apparently they discovered that the Nazis were on the verge of nuclear weapons. An Austrian filmmaker was reading an Austrian physicist's journal, discovered the location, went out there, started digging. The government told them they needed a permit, so they're going to continue the dig next month. But it is huge breaking story because they apparently were using concentration forced labor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And unlike...
Johnny, I see you got the story up. Does it say where this was at?
Austrian town of St. Georgen and der Gusen.
Okay.
That's where the Kennedys usually summer.
Now, I did hear what...
They're goozing.
I did hear what stopped this nuclear operation. It was Barack Obama's sanctions.
Yes.
That stopped the Nazis. Yeah.
This is a huge underground finding, evidently. So, but yeah, the Nazis were very close to getting nuclear weapons.
Yep.
And if you ever watched Hogan's Heroes, every now and then they would actually talk about it on there. The hard water factories and stuff like that. The Allies knew that there was bad things going on over there.
Well, it was right near where they made their jet rockets.
Yeah, yeah, their rocket factories.
Talking to that thing. It's called a microphone.
Yeah,
makes your voice
I'm
louder.
Brand new to this industry.
Yeah, he's only been in the radio all his life, like Nostradamus. Well, thanks for that breaking news story. That's something that we'll be watching in the new year. But
I'll bet that area is polluted as it can be.
Yeah,
nuclear waste and
all
stuff.
Right. Yeah. I tell you what, we're getting close to the end of the show. So what I want to do is, Johnny, give us the setup on your year in review. Then we'll play it, and then we'll come back and make a few comments as we go out.
The setup. This is the fourth year doing it, and I love doing it for everybody. I originally did this as a tribute to my mom, who absolutely loved the first one that I did. She played it for everybody at her assisted care living facility.
That's fantastic.
And did the second one, and unfortunately she didn't get a chance to hear it. But I keep doing these and want to keep doing them better and better every year as a tribute and memory for her.
And it worked. And this one's great. It's better than last year.
I tell you, he does it so good. I ask him every year to make it a little bit longer.
Pretty soon the whole show on New Year's Eve will be preempted.
This one's about 5 minutes, 2014 year-end review by Johnny Guns. Let her rip, Nick.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
2014 is off to a frigid start.
Polar vortex.
Fridgegate.
Interview won't be playing in a theater near you.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazzy.
It'll be a night to remember. UCF has won the 2014 Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
With the third pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Blake Bortles.
The Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia.
Russia has invaded Ukraine.
Welcome to The Tonight Show. I'm Jimmy Fallon, and I'll be your host for now.
The ALSA's Ice Bucket Challenge.
James Foley.
Peter Kasich.
Stephen Sotloff has been executed by ISIS.
The newest video. It is yet another demonstration of the brutality of ISIL.
TMZ releasing this tape of Baltimore Ravens player Ray Rice brutally knocking out his then-fiancée.
Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 simply vanished while flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing.
The first case of Ebola here in the United States.
The Spurs have made history there, making Becky Hammon the first female full-time assistant coach.
Adrian Peterson indicted for child abuse.
Our grand jury decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson.
Protests overnight moved from Ferguson to St. Louis.
No indictment in the death of Eric Garner.
I am Groot.
I've had the greatest job in the world. I got a chance to be the shortstop for the New York Yankees.
No buts about it. Kim Kardashian dared to break the internet.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
Hollywood stars like Kate Upton and Jennifer Lawrence have had their photos stolen, their intimate moments taken by a hacker.
It's been great. You've been great. The network has been great. But I'm retiring. What this means now is that Paul and I can be married.
Shake, shake, shake.
The Hamas group and Israel are at war in Gaza.
House, Senate, governors, you name it, Republicans won.
Cosby does not intend to dignify these allegations with any comment.
All we're saying is we're not going to report you. I know some of the critics of this action call it amnesty.
The European Space Agency has successfully landed a probe on a moving comet.
Gas for $1.99.
Liftoff at dawn. The dawn of Orion and a new era of American space exploration.
President Obama announced a thaw in our previously frozen relationship with Cuba.
Is America guilty of torture?
The United States of America is awesome. We are awesome.
If you got $100, Olive Garden has a deal for you.
Today, two of New York's finest were shot and killed with no warning.
This is video of the mayor arriving for this evening's press conference on the shooting. You can see officers turning their backs on the mayor as he approached the lectern.
Sony Pictures has changed its mind.
The interview back on theater marquees.
Jack Bauer. I'm trying to prevent an attack and you are getting in my way.
The United States finally beats their nemesis in the World Cup, Ghana.
Inside the Army Public School in Peshawar, evidence of the Taliban's brutality is everywhere.
From the bottom of my heart to all of you with whom I have worked and to all of you who have watched and been at my side for so many years, thank you.
I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA.
Congressman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by if you will. Justin Bieber has been arrested.
Gunmen are reportedly holding dozens of hostages in a Sydney Central Business District Lent Cafe.
Paralympian Oscar Pistorius found not guilty of murdering his model girlfriend.
I've directed our military to take targeted strikes against ISIL terrorist convoys.
Brittany's very public decision to end her life has put the right to die issue back into the national spotlight.
Freshman Lauren Hill playing the first and likely only game of her college basketball career just over a year after being diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor.
I wanted to wear that jersey and feel like a superhero again.
It's how a superhero learns to fly.
We have an active shooter currently on Fort Hood. Say we have multiple gunshot victims.
The Yukon Huskies are the 2014 NAACP National Champs.
Let's everybody think of one incident where Katniss Everdeen genuinely moved you.
46-year-old Philip Seymour Hoffman.
A silver screen legend, Mickey Rooney.
Joan Rivers, the famous comedian.
Most of us hope to live one good life. Maya Angelou lived many.
Casey Kasem's iconic voice, now part of American history.
Robin Williams, what a concept.
Keep your feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars.
Wow, that is really good stuff. How many stories and songs are in that?
There are over 50 stories and over 20 songs.
All brand new songs.
And stories.
And the stories, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, we've only got a minute left, folks. We had a lot more we wanted to get to. Where can they find it, Nostradamus?
Well, go to Facebook, type in American Adversaries. You will find our page. Click there, like us, click on the links. Stories about how great, bad, or otherwise 2014 was are posted on today's.
And they'll be doing that every day, folks. So you got a great reason now every day to go to Facebook. You'll have a great reason to go to our webpage every day, because starting next week, we're going to have an audio blog on there. And the first one's going to be about Hillary's big butt.
What? What?
She's all now, about that
base. Don't go getting down in the gutter. You'll see. Uh-huh. You'll see. But it's going to be great stuff, folks. And we hopefully you'll be with us. And we want to thank everyone at Salem Communications. We're so privileged to be here and keep doing this. And we intend to do it throughout 2015. So we have one last thing to say. That is,
Happy New Year!
Night, everybody.
660 The Answer, 24 RL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Communications. Intelligent, conservative, AM 660 The Answer.